Hello, and welcome to the ninth in a series of podcasts looking at BBKA Module 5, Honeybee Biology. This episode looks at the function of the reproductive systems of the queen and drone honeybee, and the production of sperm and egg cells. Supporting diagrams can be found alongside this podcast, and further information can be added using the sources listed in the BBKA reading list. In the queen, there are two ovaries, which are smaller in a virgin queen and increase in size after mating when eggs or ova are produced. In a laying queen, these can fill the abdominal cavity and are dorsal to or above the digestive system. Each ovary consists of between 150 and 180 ovarioles, which are tubes within which the eggs develop. Ovarioles lead into lateral oviducts, which then merge to form the median or common oviduct, which serves both ovaries. The median oviduct passes the valve fold close to the entrance to the spermatheca, and this then leads into the vagina. Eggs will eventually pass through the bursa copulatrix and through the sting chamber before being laid. The spermatheca holds the sperm from the drones, and the spermathecal gland nourishes them. If needed for fertilisation, the sperm are released through the spermathecal duct, which has a pump and valve to regulate their flow. Eggs develop in the ovarioles from germinal cells. As they grow in size, they form around 48 trophocytes and an oocyte, which has been formed by a special type of cell division called meiosis, which halves the number of chromosomes. The whole ovum or egg is surrounded by follicle cells. As the egg passes down the ovariole, the trophocytes absorb nutrients from the hemolymph and pass these to the oocyte, which increases in size. Once fully developed, the follicle cells form the chorion of the egg, and the trophocytes disappear, leaving a large oocyte or egg containing a large yolk. When the egg is about to be laid, it can pass through the reproductive system without being fertilised. This will produce a drone. Or, more often than not, it can be fertilised by sperm from the spermathecal gland. The egg passes over the muscular valve fold, which presses the egg against the entrance to the spermathecal duct. The pump and valve pass sperm onto the egg. It is thought that more than one is probably released at a time, but only one is needed to enter the egg for fertilisation to occur. A worker possesses ovaries, but these are a lot smaller, made only of around 2 to 12 of ovarioles. A worker does not possess a spermatheca. The drone has two testes. These are extremely large in an immature drone and can fill the abdominal cavity. After emergence, they begin to decrease in size and are smallest at around day 12 when the drone is sexually mature. Their role is to produce sperm cells. Just as in the ovaries of the queen, sperm are produced in tubes, starting life as germ cells. These divide to produce spermatogonia. Bundles of these cells form spermatocytes, which then grow and divide by that special process of cell division called meiosis to produce spermatids, which are immature sperm cells. These mature and change shape to the characteristic tadpole form and are then known as spermatozoa, or sperm for short. Once mature, the sperm move down the muscular vas deferens tubes into the seminal vesicles in preparation for mating. And this is why the testes decrease in size after maturation. The sperm will stay in the seminal vesicles and be nourished by them until mating. When mating does take place, the sperm travel through the ejaculatory duct, passing the mucus glands, which add mucus to the sperm. This is thought to harden on contact with air and prevent the sperm from leaving the queen. It acts almost like a plug. During mating, the endophallus bulb everts through the phallotreme due to pressure from the abdomen, and this then enters the queen's bursa copulatrix. The sclerites on the endophallus bulb may help to support the bulb as it everts. The sperm is then deposited in the queen's reproductive tract by muscular contractions of the seminal vesicles and mucous glands. The horns or cornua were thought to hold the drone in place during mating, but this is not the case. Their function is currently unknown, although they are highly visible to other drones in the ultraviolet light, and it is hypothesised that they may act as mating guides to other drones. The sperm enters the queen with such force that it ends up in her oviducts. Eventually, after a day, they will have moved to the spermatheca and reside in there until needed. Many sperm are lost from the queen during this time, but around 5 to 6 million sperm are stored, and she will have taken part in around 15 to 20 matings. As you can see, reproduction in the honeybee is a complex process, requiring a number of specialised structures in both the queen and drone. I hope this has increased your knowledge of this fascinating aspect of bee biology, and I hope to see you again in the next episode.